You ever have that June apple kind?
Yeah, there was a June apple tree there too, but I remember them two May apples off of.
What color was the May apple? What did that
look? White. Mm-hmm. Sort of. Well, not white, but green, you know, color.
I've heard of something called a sugar ball apple. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but we had a Buckingham.
Oh, yeah. That was a real good apple for cooking up. So when she'd make the bread, how did she do that?
Well, make biscuits, you know, like you make it. Of course, I don't remember Mama making biscuits much, because she'd make it.
Like a whole cake?
Two great big whole cakes. You know. And she'd slice them up and fix her apples and put sugar and butter on and all that and pour them over that.
Pour the apples over the...
Yeah, put a layer of the bread and layer of the fruits, you know.
And, and then a layer of bread on top?
Yeah,
Just apples
and layer
on top.
Fruit.
Did she use any cinnamon or nutmeg? Did you ever grate any nutmeg?
I remember grating nutmeg.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Well, I wonder where you got the nutmeg.
I actually got her seeds. I took it.
Well, what about when the dish you did that? Do you remember?
I guess the other person, they's growing up hip washing dishes. I remember hip washing dishes. I wasn't crazy about that.
Well, you'd heat the water on in a kettle. How far were you from the
we
spread?
We carried it to the spread.
Yeah.
It was a right good piece this spring. I remember my mama used to, she would carry a bucket of water on her head. Yes, sir. I don't know how she ever done that. But I can remember, I don't know if she done that to just a for us children to see it, she could, but I remember.
Can you really?
Sipped right up on her head.
A wood bucket or a tin bucket, you reckon? Galvanized?
Seemed like we had wood buckets.
Like an oak? Mm-hmm. And she'd carry that on her head.
Yeah, I've seen her do that.
Boy, that takes a lot of balance, standing up straight.
And we'd wash down the spring. I remember that too. My two brothers used to do that washing.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Howard and Dave.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they haul the water up from the spring to the washing?
No, we went down the spring washed.
You just washed right down there?
Uh-huh. We had a big old iron
pot. Mm-hmm.
And had a bench, you know, with the tubs on it. And heat the water in that iron pot, and rub the clothes in the tub, and put the white clothes in that pot and boil them with soap, then hang them on the line. Wash, wrench them and blew them.
Yeah, blue stick. About the size of a pencil, number two pencil, about as little.
Yeah.
Blue stick's about as long as your little finger.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. You have to be careful to get it all circulated in the water.
Fix blue in water and arrange them clothes, and they'd be as white, you know. Hang them on the line down there close to the spring.
What did you do in the wintertime when it was
cold? I don't know. I can't remember that now. I don't know.
Washing clothes. Because it would be cold. It's Christmas.
Well, I don't know what we'd done about that.
Yeah.
But I sure remember going to go that spring, do that washing.
Yeah. And you're saying your brothers helped a little bit with that?
Yeah. My mama wasn't so stout. And Howard and Dave would help do the washing, my brothers.
Well, was that unusual for our boys to help? Did boys help with washing or ironing?
Well, I know they did. I don't remember.
I just wondered, what about with cooking or dishwashing now? Did your brothers ever help do that? Did they do that? Or your daddy?
No, he didn't. He didn't help do the housework much.
Yeah.
Now, he liked his hard work.
Uh-huh. Outside.
Yeah.
With the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, he worked everything hard way.
Yeah. How do you mean?
I've always heard him say that he does things the hard way. Made a big job out of it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. There's so many things that I'd love to ask my mama now.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we done the washing in the
wintertime. I just didn't ever think of it before, you know, because it would be... Well, now, when did you get, say, running water or electric lights?
Oh, we didn't get it till after I was married.
And let's see, you were married like when you were 18.
Uh-huh.
And born in 1907. So say you married about 1925, and it was after that, sometime after?
Yeah, we didn't get no electric power, you know, till after we was married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it up in the 30s or the 40s? You reckon World War II? Before the war?
Let's see, I've had that refrigerator in there about 50 years, and we got hit when we got the power.
So we talked at least
50, a little over 50, yeah, 51 or 2 years.
Like maybe in World War II, in the war, for 1993, and you've had it 50 years? That's yeah. In the 40s. Where did you get the refrigerator?
We got from, we lived over on the other house.
Yeah.
When I got that refrigerator, I think it come from Elton, General Electric.
Are you saying that's the same refrigerator?
It's the only one I've ever had. I want you to go in there and look at it.
I want to look at it. Probably need to take a picture of it. Well, my goodness. So that's the only refrigerator you've ever
only
had?
Only one I've ever had.
My.
We lived over yonder in our other house. When we got the power, we got that. Because
yeah.
We all had to buy so many refrigerators before they put the power in.
Oh. Well, now, who'd you get the power from? Was that Duke Power or REA?
No, it's Duke.
And did you get the refrigerator from Duke?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was the General Electric.
Right. So they were selling. Well, how many refrigerators you reckon had to get in that neighborhood so you could get power?
We all had, all around here, we had to get, all had to buy a refrigerator to get the power through here.
I mean, say half dozen families, 12, 10 or 12, 20?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. All of us around here.
In this neighborhood?
A whole lot of us.
Was that the first electrical appliance
yeah. You
had, or was it like mm-hmm. iron or something else? Refrigerator was first, you reckon?
Yeah,
or
I
stove?
Think so.
Anybody
yeah,
get it?
I got the refrigerator a long time before I got the electric stove.
Did you?
Never did have electric stove when we moved over here.
And when did you move here? About what time? Like, how old were your kids?
How old was my kids
mm-hmm.
when they moved
when
here?
When you moved here?
Oh, my daughter was, she was a teenager.
Yeah, she was born, like.
Margaret!
I remember when you moved here, we built this house.
What year?
I was born in 45.
Uh-huh.
And when they built this house, we moved over to the other house. I must have been, maybe 5 years old?
I don't know, you like to step in the well, though.
I don't remember that, but I remember them working on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably about 1950 because
right.
I was
here.
Yeah, they built this house.
Yep.
My dad and my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Her, they built it from scratch.
Yeah, that's amazing. They got the wood around here, I guess. You know how they got
the wood?
Bought the lumber.
Yeah.
All right. So you moved in here.
It wasn't done like house payments or nothing, you know, they
just
built
got
it. And, yeah.
And so it was after you moved in here, you got an electric stove.
Yeah, the electric stove.
So after 1950, maybe.
Uh-huh. Because okay. I always had, we had a wood stove here for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Even after you got the electric stove, you used your wood stove down in the basement.
Yeah.
The can. And
yeah.
That's great.
That's right. I know you need to help me a little.
That's great. Okay, that's real helpful. That's super helpful. Sit in this if you like. I was going to ask you about the house over there. Like, can you tell me, like, how many rooms? What did it look like?
Over there?
Mm-hmm. What was the outside of the house?
It's still over there.
Yeah.
It's different. Don't look the same, though.
Yeah. They've been took care of.
I mean, you know, it used to have a porch and a swing.
Yeah, it's been changed.
Don't have a porch now.
Yeah. Was it a frame or a lock? What'd it look like? Made of out of what?
It's a frame house. It's weatherboard and sealed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It had four rooms.
Yeah.
Four.
Walk up on the porch.
Yeah.
And you go in.
Yeah, and then we finally closed in the porch and made a room.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we had.
But not while y'all lived there. That was
we had two bedrooms and a small living room.
And a dining room.
And a kitchen.
Yeah.
And two porches when we first moved in.
Yeah.
And then they took in the back, finally tuck in the back porch and finally tuck in the front porch.
And made more space
inside.
Uh-huh. Well, now, tell me, okay, when you got married, I was going to ask you about your courting. I got to ask you about that. I was asking you when it came home for quilting. How did you meet the fellow you married? How'd you know him? How'd you meet him?
I don't remember meeting him, but I remember the first time I ever went.
Well, can you tell me about that?
One of my neighbor, girlfriend and me was coming down the road this side of the church up here. Mm-hmm. And him and a boyfriend coming on. And we seen this, we was walking. You know, girls used to get out and walk some. Mm-hmm. And we seen this going to stop. And I said to her, well, I'm going with Claude. And so she had to go with the other.
That was his cousin.
Yeah, it's Claude's cousin.
But you picked him out.
Yeah, I said, now I'm going to go with Claude. And so she didn't have no other chance to go with the other. But I was the one Claude was looking for, anyhow.
Oh, so you're saying they're driving a...
Yeah.
What were they driving a...
A Ford, I think.
A Ford, and they stopped.
Yeah, they stopped and got us.
And they just said, did they say, do you want to ride?
I don't remember what to say.
But you got in. Got in the car.
Yeah.
Was he driving? Or?
Yeah, Claude was driving, I think. So I said, I'm in with Claude.
Yeah. And so you got up in the car.
Yeah.
And she got up in the car.
Yeah, and that was his cousin.
Well, tell her about the first time he ever saw you, and you don't remember. So
no, I sure don't.
What
he said.
And
we lived back over yonder, and I had come up right up here to the mailbox and walked through there to the mailbox. Of course, they wouldn't let girls do that nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I was coming to the mailbox, and I don't never remember nothing in the world of that. And he was hauling wood, and so he met me, you know. And I never have remembered it. And he said, when he met me, he says, that's my wife right there.
My goodness. And boy, he knew a good woman when he saw her.
But I never did remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I might have been embarrassed or afraid or stepping fast to get out of them woods. I don't know. I don't remember.
So he was just up on the wagon.
Yeah, he was hauling wood.
Was it one or two horse wagon? Do you remember? Like, would it usually take
it's
one?
It's two horse wagon.
Two horses, mm-hmm, to pull that load.
Two horse. Yeah, and he was hauling wood from way back over there.
My goodness.
And he lived right back down here.
Yep.
And I never did remember it. I never have.
Yep. Well, so you did this courting. What were things people did if they courted, you know? Where would you walk or ride or go to church? Or what did people do?
Well, somehow we went to church.
Mm-hmm. What was the church that you might have gone to around here?
I remember me and him used to, when we was courting, go to Mount Zion Church sometime. That's old, you know where that's at.
Was it Methodist or Baptist?
No, it was Missionary Baptist.
Missionary Baptist, mm-hmm. Mount Zion. Well,
and we'd go different places like that,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I think me and him did go to maybe some dances.
Do you know where they were? Where were the dances?
I remember one time I was going right back out here to one, but I believe we was already married then.
Yeah, yeah. So dance, that's what people would do for recreation, so people told me you'd go dancing.
Uh-huh.
And just around in the neighborhood.
And then they'd have little old parties, you know, young folks would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about church? Like, how often would people go to church? You know, what did they have regular preaching or preaching on a circuit, you know, preacher come around?
Well, they used to have preaching all the week, you know, at night.
Mm-hmm. Like a revival.
Uh-huh, a revival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was a social time, I guess, as well as getting saved.
And I remember me and him going over there to revival before we married.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about schooling. If we go back, say, you know, when you were growing up, when did you first go to school? And what was the name of your school?
Went Key School.
Yeah. How big was the school?
One room.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All
in one room.
The grades. One teacher?
Yeah.
Do you know the name of a teacher or anybody long about that time?
It seemed like one time I had two teachers. Yeah, Tessie Walters was one teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie Payne was one teacher.
Yeah.
I remember them too.
Did you have books?
May Hampton was a teacher. Maybe that's all I remember right now.
Did you have books or
yeah.
things to write on, tablets or a slate or, you know?
Had slates, I know.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
With the, how did you write on those with the slate?
Well, they were slate pencils.
Oh, my. Did you like it or not?
I reckon I did then.
Did you take your dinner?
No, we lived all that close to the schoolhouse and we'd go home for dinner. And I thought it was something to carry dinner, to get to carry dinner to school, you know. But we'd always have to go, just a little piece from the schoolhouse. We'd always have to go back home eating dinner.
Yeah, so you'd rather take a lunch.
And I thought that would be something to carry dinner.
Mm-hmm. You know. Special, really good.
Yeah, yeah, but we'd have to go back home.
So the key school then, I mean, that would go up through like how many grades?
Mm-hmm. To the seventh, I guess.
That was sort of
usual
around here.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's right.
Well, did people? Was there any other school after that around mm-hmm. in these parts?
Oh, yeah, there was. They had a schoolhouse right up here too. Up here at this brick church, across the road. I went there after we moved. My daddy bought a farm back over there, and I went there some after we moved out.
What was the name of that school?
Union School.
Union School.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take in, say, from...
I know they taught it back to the seventh grade, and I don't know. They might have did Oak Key School, I don't remember.
Yeah. What do you think was the best thing about growing up? What was the most fun, or maybe the worst thing about growing up? What did you like, and what did you sort of hate? A lot.
I don't know. I like to play. Love dolls awful good. Played to that.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
Playing with dolls. And were there some chores you didn't like? Well, you said you didn't like sucker and tobacco.
No. And I don't think I love to wash dishes.
Not too crazy about washing dishes. I heard of one woman who said she did not like to hoe in the fields. And that her sister would really get bad poison ivy, and that she would take the poison ivy and rub it all over, thinking she'd get sick, and she never got sick. So, what did people do for home remedies? What did you do if you got sick, you know, I mean, really bad sick, or had a bad cut or injury?
Well, I was always bad to have sore throat and earache, and they just do everything to try to ease my air. And I remember my daddy would, they'd get some, you know, we always had a fireplace, ashes, and they'd get them warm ashes out and sprinkle them and put some of them in a cloth or something and tie them up and have me lay my air on them.
Just put it down on the, right down on it.
Mm-hmm. And of course that steam, you know.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, that used to help it whole lot.
Yeah. Tie them up maybe in a piece of muslin or something?
Yeah, something like
with
that.
With a string.
But they'd get them out on the hearth, you know, and sprinkle them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that too.
My goodness. It would be soothing, it looks like.
Yeah.
Was there any doctor around in these parts?
Or did
anybody ever call a doctor? Much?
Yeah, I remember Dr. Smith. I don't know where he lived, or towards Pilot, I reckon. When he had the flu, he come back then when we had the flu.
Yeah, that was a bad time. Did some people die?
Yeah, there was three deaths in our home.
Really?
My brother's wife, she had I don't know how come all to come here when they got sick.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's wife died there, and she had a baby in the time of it, and they both died.
You mean she was pregnant and then got
She took the flu and died.
And had the baby?
And the baby died too.
Had the baby been born?
Yeah, he was born dead.
Oh my goodness.
And then my oldest sister, Bessie, they come there when they took it, and her boy died there. I don't know how they all come home when they got sick.
Did people know around, I mean, there was a lot of sickness, did they know it was really getting bad and people were dying from the flu?
Yeah, but my daddy he just went all over the country hauling wood and helping people. He never did take it.
Mm.
He never did have it.
Was that like the flu about 1918, 1919?
That first flu.
Yeah, in there.
Uh-huh.
And, you'd have been about almost like 10, 11, 12 years old about that time.
Yeah, I was just a little girl. But I can remember it.
Well, when people died, how did they take care of the body? What happened when there was a death at home? Who took care of the body, you know?
Well, I guess Nelson run a funeral home. It wasn't a funeral home, man. He sold caskets, you know, over at Ararat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember a thing in the world about the funeral. But I just remember, I can't remember nothing about the funerals and everything, but I just remember them all dying there.
Yeah.
And, of course, they bought the caskets and everything over there.
At Ararat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that a pine box? I mean, I've heard of some caskets. Somebody said with the arms sort of out like this. Instead of a straight casket, it was sort of out like this. Did you ever?
I don't
remember.
No, that? I've never seen one out like that.
Yeah, that might have been an older kind. But
I don't remember anything about the funeral. But now, Bessie, my sister buried her little boy up here, this church. And my brother buried his wife and baby over at Mount Zion Church. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember one thing in this world about it.
Yeah. How old was your sister's son when he died, the little boy? Was he little?
He was about 10, I guess. Might not have been that old. He was just a little boy.
Mm. That would have been a really hard time.
Yeah.
What did people do in time of death? I mean, it was just, I'm asking how you could cope with it and a lot of sickness. How did people face it, you know, face up to it? You know?
I don't know, but I just can't remember. I remember her being hurt. Of course, she was hurt so bad. She was so crazy over that little boy.
Your sister Bessie here. Mm-hmm.
Is that her first?
Mm-hmm. Oscar.
Child?
Yeah, he's buried up here. Yeah.
Did she have other children at the time he died?
No.
Just
that
own?
One.
Oh, did she ever have any?
Yeah, she had three. She had four after that. She had three girls and one boy after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How would it be hard? I mean, any time, any century.
Yeah.
To lose a child.
I know you told me that she was the youngest one in the family, and all of them married, you know, and had their family, but she told me that she always had to babysit or help raise her brother and sister's children.
I wasn't married, you know, and I was younger, and of course, Mama would send me to stay with them.
Oh.
Look after the baby or something.
They were living off somewhere, not with your family, but with your mother.
Uh-huh.
So, how did you feel about going to take care of all the children?
Well, sometimes I'd want to go home.
Mm-hmm. Sort of get homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it make you miss school? You know, would you have to stay out of school a little bit?
Well, you know, they didn't used to be so particular about them going to school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, it just... I've heard of a lot of people, if you had to stay home for the crop or stay home for this or that, stayed home.
And my mama used to, if anybody had to stay at home, if she was sick or anything, now she wanted Myrtle to go to school. Right now, I'd have to stay at home with her or something.
Oh. How did you feel about that?
Well, I always sort of thought she thought more of Myrtle than she did me.
Yeah. Yeah, that, right.
But now she is good to me, too.
Yeah.
But maybe sometimes, you know, that I know what used to hurt me was a Myrtle would get to, I'd have to take Myrtle's hand-me-downs, you know, and I didn't like that much.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Mark here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, that can sort of make you feel like second, second best, second race, second hand-me-downs.
I was the baby, she always favored Myrtle, seemed like never, or I thought she did.
Yeah, well.
But she is good to me, too.
Yeah, those feelings sort of get there, and it's sort of hard to get out of your feeling. Yeah. If you feel it, you feel it.
Yeah.
So, right. Well, I was thinking about, now, when you had your own children, did you have, like, a doctor? Tell me about the children you had and their names. Give me the names.
We'd been married 2 years when my first child was born. He's a boy, and he's named Mitchell Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived right down here in a little house.
Yeah.
Right back down here, just a little piece.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mitchell come, him and the nurse come, and he just went backwards and forwards for a day or two there after I got sick.
What do you mean?
I was sick 2 or 3 days.
Oh.
And he just come backwards and forwards.
Does it mean you were in labor?
Yeah.
And that was a long time.
It's a long labor.
To be in labor.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been a little bit tough. Was that hard on you?
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Was it dangerous? I mean,
I don't know. I had an awful good doctor, so.
Yeah.
So he was finally born, anyway.
So Mitchell made it. He got here.
Yeah, he got
then,
here.
Then who else? How many other?
I just.
All the children?
I had another girl. There's 8 years, I think, different between.
And her name?
Glenda.
Glenda. G-L-E-N-D-A.
Betty Glenda. Is that right? Betty Glenda.
Well. Was that a good time? Were you happy to have children? Or?
Yeah. I was crazy about them babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was sick a long time with her, and he just come and stayed. Doctor stayed all the time.
You mean sick when she was born?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was in labor a long time, too, with her.
With both of them?
With both of them.
My goodness.
What, did you say the midwife?
Her grandma come stayed all the time, too.
What was her name?
Betty Wolf.
Wolf, W-O-L-F, or F-E. F-E. Did she do a lot of midwife,
Yes, she delivered lots of babies.
Thousands of them. That's my grandpa that I wanted you to interview.
Yeah.